Before I get started, most of you here know my wife, Mary, of over 30 years. Thanks for being here. National press may not know Mary Sue as well as our local press does. So over the years, I've often talked about the American dream. I'm extremely fortunate in that I have lived it. It started for me when I borrowed and started scraping together every dollar I could to buy the Westinghouse Gear Division here in Buffalo and move it to Niagara Falls under a new name, Nuttall Gear. I'm proud that we put hundreds of people to work who are still working there today. After selling Nuttall Gear in 1997, I ran for Congress in 1998 up in the Niagara Falls area, knowing that my business experience would benefit the citizens of New York and offer a new perspective in Congress. After being humbled in that race, I spent the next 10 years as an entrepreneur, investing in and helping to stabilize dozens of bankrupt and financially distressed companies, saving and creating hundreds of jobs here in Western New York. In 2007, I was recruited to run for Erie County Executive to turn around the effective bankrupt county. I was elected, and by applying the principles of Lean Six Sigma, turned around the county finances in 18 short months, all the while honoring my campaign pledge to work for $1 a month. One of the many companies I invested in was a small drug development company, Innate Immunotherapeutics, that was working on a unique cure for HIV patients suffering with AIDS. Ultimately, that focus shifted to a treatment for secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, which is one of the deadliest autoimmune diseases known to mankind. My affiliation with this company is why we are here today. I've been an avid and unwavering supporter of Innate Immunotherapeutics for more than 15 years, long before I came to Congress or was elected county executive here in Erie County. Over this time, my affiliation with Innate Immunotherapeutics has prompted attacks on me, my integrity, and my investments by my political opponents. I believed in the company and still do, and in the potential of a drug that had the real possibility of improving the treatment options for secondary progressive multiple sclerosis patients, which is about the most debilitating disease known to mankind, and something that I saw firsthand affect a close family member. Over the years, I invested heavily in Innate, became the company's largest shareholder, and an uncompensated member of its board of directors. Without my investments and steadfast financial support, the company would have gone under, bringing with it a premature end to a drug I truly thought would revolutionize treatment options for secondary progressive MS. Of all the things I wanted to accomplish in my life, finding a cure for secondary progressive MS was at the top of the list. After years of blood, sweat, and tears, we firmly believed we were on the verge of a medical breakthrough. Sadly, despite showing great initial promise, the drug was ultimately shown to be unsuccessful, which is a setback for all those suffering from this deadly disease. Many have speculated about my relationship with Innate. Here are the simple facts. My connections with the company are well known. I believe I acted properly and within the law at all times with regard to my affiliation with Innate. Throughout my tenure in Congress, I have followed all rules and all ethical guidelines when it comes to my personal investments, including those with Innate. When it became clear that the drug I and others believed in fell short of our hopes and expectations, I held on to my shares rather than sell them. As a result, the significant investment I made in the company, worth millions of dollars, were wiped out. That's okay. That's the risk I took. My real concern lies with the millions of people suffering from secondary progressive MS who to this day struggle without life-saving treatments for their deadly disease. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I am proud of my affiliation with Innate. I may have lost most of the money that I invested in the company, but I took the chance to bring relief to those who deal with the dreadful disease of secondary progressive MS every day. The charges that have been levied against me are meritless, and I will mount a vigorous defense in court to clear my name. I look forward to being fully vindicated and exonerated, ending any and all questions relating to my affiliation with Innate. I've spent the last 10 years in public service as the Erie County Executive and as a member of Congress. I've also spent many years volunteering to give back to my community. Whether it was a member of the Federal Reserve Bank Small Business Advisory Council, member of the Board of Trustees of Kenmore Mercy Hospital, or as a longtime mentor to small businesses at the Center for Entrepreneurial Leadership at SUNY UB, the public knows my dedication to Western New York. Because my focus is to defeat the charges in court, after today, I will not address any issues related to Innate Immunotherapeutics outside of the courtroom. As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November. Thank you very much, and have a great night.